adoptuskids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Brady Bowman, and we have a full house in the studio right now with folks from Manhattan Fire Department, RCPD, RCEMS, and the American Red Cross. From my left to right, as I see it in the studio, I have Christy Ingalls. She's the account manager, too, for the American Red Cross. And then we have Tyrone Townsend with the RCPD, James Marstall with Riley County EMS, and then Craig Vandercreek with Manhattan Fire Department. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I told you, everybody, we got a lot of people in the studio right now. Well, we're going to talk about the Battle of the Badges blood drive that's coming up. Actually, Christy, help me out with those exact dates.
Yes, we are coming up on Monday, July 23rd from 11:30 to 6 p.m. and then on Tuesday, July 24th from 7:30 to 1:30 p.m. And we will be at St. Thomas More. That's 2900 Kimball Avenue.
So that's coming up?
Next Monday and Tuesday. Yes.
It is a busy week in
Riley County.
Wow. Wow, we got the fair. Well, I guess, Christy, we'll continue with you. Talk a little bit about this Battle of the Badges. I think it's one of those main events that really everybody across the country is aware of, and it's a great rivalry between departments and a lot of pride in between departments, but ultimately a really great cause. I know that there's a lot of times that the need for blood is always there.
It always is there. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood in the United States. And so we just want to make sure that we have that there when it's needed. This Battle of the Badges is a fun one. This is our 15th annual Battle of the Badges in Manhattan. And, you know, we started this out trying to increase blood donations over the summer months when we really need that blood. And it's just kind of grown. We have a goal of 300 pints of blood. We want to exceed that. We are on an emergency appeal for blood right now. And so we just want to make sure that we have plenty on the shelves. So we've had a lot of drives coming in under goal, and we want to make sure that we can get more people in the door and get more blood. But the Battle of the Badges basically is a fun competition that all three of these departments take part in. When you come in to donate, they kind of razz you a little bit, maybe hand you something to maybe bribe you. It's a little different than if you go to the polls to vote. We do let them kind of talk to people and
so
encourage them.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
But there's no Russian interference in this one. We're pretty straightforward.
We'll see.
That breaking news sound.
Yes, I think there is. So basically, you come in, you vote for your favorite fire, police, or EMS, and we do have a giant trophy. The fire department has kept
it's
that.
Ours.
It's been living at their place this last year. And
was
so,
theirs.
So we travel that around and bragging rights, but especially just the true winners are those hospital patients who are receiving that blood.
Brady Bowman in studio with a bunch of great folks. We got Christy Ingalls, account manager 2 with American Red Cross, who you just heard speaking. We also have James Marstall with Riley County EMS, and Tyrone Townsend with RCPD, and Craig Vandercreek with Manhattan Fire Department. If you have any questions, comments about the Battle of the Badges, you can call in. Phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And let's go ahead and go down the line a little bit. Christy said Manhattan Fire Department won it last year.
Yep.
Tyrone, what happened with RCPD last year?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We want people to get down there, but the fire department parks their trucks in a way all the time. So I imagine people have a difficult time getting
it's
in there.
It's called a fire lane,
so,
man. Deal with it.
That's part of the reason. But no, we're hoping for a good turnout this year. We're definitely trying to bring the trophy back to our department and go ahead and brag about that for the rest of the year. So we're working on it.
And it's a pretty impressive trophy. And you'll be able to see the trophy when you do go in.
Yes.
And,
yeah. Well, I don't know. Will the fire department?
I don't know
like,
if you can see how tall. You know, we're on the radio, but it's about as tall as Tyrone.
So that's a good height. Don't worry about it.
Let's get James Marstall in on this. Riley County EMS. What's going to be the tactic to win the prize this year?
Pure bribery.
Pure bribery.
Yes, yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, we just want people to come in, donate blood, schedule your appointments. We'll do what we can to interfere with law enforcement and fire to make sure that we bring that trophy home. But like Christy said, the winner is the people who receive the blood. So that's the main goal. the fun that we have with it is just a bonus for us.
And talk about that need just a little bit for blood, especially on the EMS side. I'm sure it's something you guys are pretty aware of.
We get to see it maybe a little bit more than our other respective agencies do, being in the medical field. But like Chrissy said, people need blood all the time, and it's used in more ways than just a traumatic injury or something like that. So blood transfusions are necessary. They save lives. But if we don't have access to the material, then we can't provide that for people.
Let's talk to Greg Bandekriek with the reigning champions.
I actually came prepared this year. I have a little something I'd like to read real fast.
So you're prepared. That you were prepared last year, and you guys still won. Now you're prepared.
I really need to go over the top. It goes a little something like this. Roses are red, so is our truck. If you think you're beating us, you're fresh out of luck. EMS, you might be able to handle a heart attack, but sorry, the ambulance is looking whack. Hey, PD, you think your cars are cool? Newsflash, you drive around looking like a fool. You both cruise around looking like dweebs. We roll up and people treat us like celebrities. But even though we battle in this studio, soon we all have to go back to duty, you know? And if one of us needs help, the other two will be there, because deep down we all really care. So don't procrastinate. Come on down and donate. Mic drop.
Wow.
I like that. I would like to congratulate MFD on that. We didn't know that they could read.
We also think they had a lot of time to work on that, since they sleep all day at the station. So that's another one.
Greg, who wrote that? Was that you?
I did that, yeah.
Really?
That's not, you know, in between saving cats out of trees and all that stuff. I got a little spark of creativity.
Do it all. Did you study poetry in school?
No, I'm just really weird.
So. Oh, okay. Okay.
That's confirmed. Greg is very weird. Yeah.
That is confirmed.
Me and James actually work together. I work part-time at EMS because they need my help there also. They just can't do it without me. So that's a little secret.
Greg works football games for EMS because he wants to go to football games for free. That's about it.
Well, we're breaking a lot of news in this segment.
It is.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and talk more Battle of the Badges. A lot of fun in here with folks from MFD, RCPD, Riley County EMS, also American Red Cross. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.